What is the state of the nation as the Narendra Modi government completes 9 years in office? Is the politics of India changing, especially after the Karnataka election when the ruling BJP was swept out and the Congress party has since won power? Has Rahul Gandhi become more popular than he was in 2014 when he was infamously called Pappu? Or has Narendra Modi, the Prime Minister, does he still retain his vast popularity amongst the people of India? I have with me here today Professor Sanjay Kumar. He's a professor at the Center for Study of Developing Societies, CSDS, which is perhaps India's best known think tank. It has a great reputation. Professor, welcome to The Print. Now, this is a survey that CSDS Lokneeti has conducted on the state of the nation, on the mood of the nation, on what people of India have to say about the Narendra Modi government as it completes 9 years. Several very interesting results. I'm just going to give a couple of them and then I will ask Professor Kumar about his views. The first is that Prime Minister Narendra Modi does retain his popularity. He's still vastly popular amongst the people of India. But the second interesting outcome or result is that Rahul Gandhi, the chief opposition leader, he's the leader of the Congress party, he's not president, as you know. Rahul Gandhi numbers are climbing, which means that he's a little bit more popular than he was in 2014. But let me not give the game away. Professor Kumar, tell me, what are the main results, the main outcomes of this survey that you conducted? Tell us when you conducted and what the sample size was.
The survey was conducted between May 10th and May 19th. Mm-hmm. It's a large survey. When I say large, don't go by the sample size.
Okay.
The sample size is 7,200, a little more than that. But large in terms of sample being very, very representative. Mm-hmm. We conducted the survey in 19 states. And if you look at the representativeness of the sample, the 7,200 people whom we interviewed actually mirror the image of the voters of this country.
In what way?
In terms of various variables, if we look at the, you know, like rural urban population of this country, men, women, in terms of various social economic groups, whether we are talking about the Dalits, Adivasis, Muslims, young, old. So in our sample of 7,200, they are in similar proportion as they have representation in the country's population.
But tell me, I want to ask, in what language do you conduct the survey? Is it English, Hindi?
That's important.
Huh.
Two things. No, the survey is not conducted in English or in Hindi. Mm-hmm. The survey is conducted in the language spoken by the people of that state. So in the Hindi speaking state, we have conducted the survey in Hindi, mm-hmm. but in West Bengal, it is conducted in Bangla, in Assam, it in Assamese. If you go to Tamil Nadu, in the local language of Tamil Nadu. So we get the questionnaire
so
translated.
So Tamil, Malayalam, yes. Telugu, and as you say, Assamese, yes. Bangla, across the country in all the languages of
yes.
the
state. All the languages, states. Which
That's
is the,
very
main,
impressive.
The main language of that state.
Hmm.
And also, these are all face-to-face interviews. These days, you might come across large number of surveys. And I think the problem with many of these surveys are, most of these surveys are either online or done on telephone, sitting in Delhi. You have an office in Delhi. And what they keep saying in a fashionable manner, RDD, random dialing system.
Right. Ki phone utha ke aap kisi se poochiye ki aap, what do you think? Ki Narendra Modi ke bare mein aap kya sochte hain?
And Jyoti ji, I must tell you that I have come across some of these people who say, we have conducted the survey in Tripura or in Bengal. So I say, but you don't speak Bangla. And the explanation would be, No, but people understand Hindi or people understand English. So we interviewed the people sitting in West Bengal or in Tripura or in Tamil Nadu in Hindi or in English. We don't do that. We have a long tradition of doing good quality survey, which means questionnaire needs to be translated in the language spoken by the people. And all these are face-to-face interviews.
So tell me, I think this language question is just an incredible and a very important question, which we don't really look at as carefully as we should. But the question that I have to you, Professor Kumar, is the politics of India changing in the 9 years that the Narendra Modi government has been in power? Less than a year left to go for the elections next year in 2024. Is the politics of India changing?
Politics is not changing at the pace as at which we may have imagined. But there are some signs of change started to begin to happen.
Okay.
And what are those signs? If we look at in terms of popularity of Prime Minister Modi, he still remains very, very popular. And people have these anxieties because you remember, if you recollect, BJP lost two assembly elections recently, mm-hmm. one in Himachal and recently in Karnataka. So people started having this anxiety, curiosity in the mind. is Prime Minister Modi losing his popularity? Mm-hmm. The survey indicates he is not losing his popularity. His popularity remains intact. So the two defeats of BJP is no sign of BJP becoming unpopular or Prime Minister becoming unpopular. But what are the signs of changes?
I'm just looking at some percentages about Modi's popularity. 35% in 2014, which is the 9 years that you're taking. 44% in 2019, which is when he won the election again. And 43% 2023. Yeah. So the question you're asking is, if India were to go to the polls tomorrow, then would you vote for Prime Minister Modi and how popular is he?
No, the question was not the way you are mentioning. We asked the question, if elections are held tomorrow, who would you like to see as your Prime Minister?
I see.
No names are offered to the people. This is the name recall by the voters of this country. And that is why you find some difference in terms of numbers, because you might come across some surveys which would say Prime Minister Modi's popularity is in the 80s and 90s, 82, 85, 87%. Our survey indicates it's just 43%. 43 is not small, because this is the name recall by 43% of the Indians. They have taken the name of Prime Minister Narendra Modi, which is an indication of a very high popularity. That is the case even for Rahul Gandhi, because Rahul Gandhi's name has been taken by 27% people of this country.
27% today, but 14% in 2014.
Yes.
24% in 2019, when the election was held 4 years ago, and 27% today. So Prime Minister Modi's popularity is 35% in 2014, goes up to 43, a huge number of people recalling the name of Prime Minister Modi and wanting him to become Prime Minister again. And Rahul Gandhi, also quite high, Professor, would you say?
Yes.
Half of the Prime Minister, but still quite high on his own terms.
Yes. Look at the trend. There is a sign of increasing popularity of Rahul Gandhi if we go by the latest survey and we compare it with 2019 or 2014.
Yeah.
So there's a clear sign of Rahul Gandhi has become slightly more popular compared to his popularity at least 6 months ago.
Mm-hmm. But what is it now? In some senses, Prime Minister Modi's popularity is about the same, even keel, 44 in 2019 and 43 today. But Rahul Gandhi has gone up significantly. Do you think this is a bump because of the Karnataka election?
I would not use the word significant rise in Rahul Gandhi's popularity.
Okay.
If we compare it with the last 5 years between 2019 and 2023, mm-hmm. it's just 3-4%. Yeah. It is not because of Rahul, because Congress managed to win two elections in a row, Himachal and Karnataka. But I think several factors would have contributed to that.
Mm-hmm.
One factor is also Karnataka's victory. But also remember, Rahul Gandhi has led a huge march, what is called Bharat Jodo Yatra, started from Kanyakumari.
You think that made a difference?
It made a difference. We did ask this question in the survey. Large number of people, almost more than 60% people, said they had heard about this. And among those who had heard about Rahul Gandhi's Bharat Jodo Yatra, large number of people believe that this has helped Congress gaining more becoming more popular in the eyes of the voters of this country.
So how do you ask the question? Do you say ki kya aapne in the Hindi heartland ki kya aapne Bharat Jodo Yatra ke bare mein suna hai? What is the question?
Haan, the question was kya aapne Rahul Gandhi ke Bharat Jodo Yatra ke bare mein suna ya padha hai? That's one simple question. Mm-hmm. And then there is a follow-up question for all those people who say ki haan humne suna hai. तो क्या आपको लगता है कि इससे कांग्रेस के लोगों का आकर्षण कांग्रेस की तरफ बढ़ा है या घटा है? So that's a simple question which we had asked about भारत जोड़ो यात्रा and possible impact of भारत जोड़ो यात्रा on Congress electoral prospects.
Right. So let's talk about the personality of the Prime Minister. 43%, that's huge. Meaning 1 in 2.5 people will vote the Prime Minister back to power. So I think it's very clear, viewers of the print, that the BJP and Prime Minister Modi are coming back to power. Everything else remaining equal. India is, of course, a country that you can never predict about anything that happens tomorrow, leave alone something 10 months from now. But
there's a caveat on that.
Ji.
If elections are held in the recent times, tomorrow, day after tomorrow, then there are chances of BJP, or I would say BJP is certainly going to come to power. This does not indicate that when elections takes place in 2024, April, May, BJP will certainly come to power.
Sir, वो मैं कह रही हूँ सर कि अगर 10 महीने के बाद भी अगर आपका survey valid रहता है, which I almost believe that it will be valid 10 months from now, because I'm not sure that anything is going to change that much. I think the Prime Minister's popularity cuts across a lot of parameters. The question is, why is he so popular?
In the survey, we did ask this question, what do you like most in Narendra Modi? there are few responses which people give.
Mm-hmm.
One is about his oratory, about his Vikash Purush, his image as a Vikash Purush, the person who does development, his leadership, quality of leadership, strong man. So I think these are the few things which people like most in Narendra Modi as a leader.
So oratory mein aap kya poochte hain ki kya बहुत सुंदर तरीके से
नहीं,
बोलते
सवाल हैं। सवाल में ये ऑप्शंस हमने उन्हें दिए नहीं.
अच्छा,
अगेन दीज ऑप्शंस आर नॉट,
यू डू नॉट गिव दीज ऑप्शंस.
नो, दीज आर नॉट ऑप्शंस.
तो आप पूछते हैं कि प्रधानमंत्री नरेंद्र,
आपको प्रधानमंत्री मोदी में क्या चीज सबसे ज्यादा पसंद है, आपको प्रधानमंत्री मोदी किस कारण से सबसे ज्यादा पसंद है?
तो लोग कहते हैं कि बहुत सुंदर बोलते हैं,
कहते बहुत अच्छा बोलते हैं. Almost 25% people said बहुत अच्छा बोलते हैं. I don't remember the exact number, but that's the largest proportion.
It is 25%.
It's the largest proportion.
जी.
Then विकास पुरुष है.
Mm-hmm.
वो ऐसे आदमी हैं जो काम विकास का काम करते हैं.
mm-hmm.
फिर स्ट्रॉन्ग लीडरशिप, डिसिसिव लीडरशिप, तो वो अपनी भाषा में, वो अलग अलग भाषाओं में कहते हैं कि भाई वो विकास का काम कर रहे हैं, देश के लिए विकास कर रहे हैं. फिर वो डिसिसिव, बहुत स्ट्रॉन्ग है.
कैसे कैसे स्ट्रॉन्ग? कैसे? डरते नहीं है. अच्छा,
डरते नहीं है, वो स्ट्रॉन्ग डिसीजन, बोल्ड डिसीजन लेते हैं.
mm-hmm.
तो ये सारी चीजें जिसको हम समेट करके ये आंकड़ों को हमने पेश किया.
जो आपने कहा, एक एक आपका है हार्ड वर्क एंड कैरिज्मा, सो 13%
मेहनती है.
That's really interesting. But would you say then, Professor, that Karnataka election mein, while the BJP lost power in Karnataka, but the vote share of the BJP remains the same? Do you think, could you attribute it, because your survey was done just immediately after the Karnataka election, yes. would you attribute this? Can you connect it in some way?
Difficult to connect, because we have seen in many instances, and that applies to Karnataka as well. If you look at the last four assembly elections in Karnataka and the last Lok Sabha elections in Karnataka, the verdict has been very, very different. People mm-hmm. have voted differently when they voted for the assembly election, and they voted differently when it came to voting for the Lok Sabha. So I don't find any connection between these two. It's not that Congress vote share has gone up or Rahul Gandhi has become more popular because Congress managed to win elections in Karnataka.
Mm-hmm.
If Congress had not won in Karnataka, results would have been very, very different. I don't believe this, because this is the mood of the people of this country.
Right.
We keep talking about Karnataka and we tend to believe that everybody is watching Karnataka. That's not the case.
Yeah.
People in Karnataka were focused on the Karnataka election.
So we should not overinterpret Karnataka as if this is something that is like a litmus test for the entire country. Karnataka remains in Karnataka.
Not at all.
Yeah.
Karnataka should not be seen as a model for by the opposition party, that this is the model and this is what is going to happen in 2024. Also, there is no one kind of a format which opposition should take, that this is the way to contest election. There are some messages for opposition parties, including the Congress, but Karnataka does not give any indication of what is going to happen in 2024, nor even what is going to happen in Madhya Pradesh, Rajasthan, Chhattisgarh or Telangana.
Which is later this year, yes. Barely 3 or 4 months down the road.
Yes.
Achha, sir, ye bataiye, you had a very interesting result of one of your, the outcomes of this survey was that India's stature has increased significantly under Prime Minister Modi, and that now India is known as the Vishwa Guru. The respect for India has increased hugely. India is seen as an art and cultural global destination and a very attractive FDI, or foreign direct investment destination as well.
Mm-hmm.
So these questions that you asked, Vishwa Guru ka jo sawal tha, which I found very interesting. 63% of the population believes that India's stature has grown in the world.
See, let me clarify the viewer. This is a perception survey.
Yeah, sure.
This perception sometimes may not go along with what is the hard reality. When we are asking questions about, you think corruption has increased or decreased, or unemployment has gone up, gone down. Sometimes it may not correspond to the actual figures released by the government or by the other sources. This is a perception question.
Mm-hmm.
So the question which was asked was the following question, all the questions which you mentioned. And we get a sense that a very large number of people, roughly in the range of say 55 to 60% people, believe that India's image in the world, in other countries, have gone up. It has increased. And a lot of people give credit to Prime Minister Narendra Modi for that.
Mm-hmm.
So the questions were very, very simple. In a way, do you agree or disagree with these following statement? India has emerged as a Vishwaguru. Do you agree?
You said word Vishwaguru?
We did ask this question as Vishwaguru, even in Hindi. and in other languages, it was translated in similar languages. So, all these
questions... So, that word has really sunk in the subconscious of the population.
Absolutely.
क्योंकि पीएम बोलते रहते हैं विश्व गुरु इंडिया इज बिकमिंग अ विश्व गुरु हैज बिकम तो जो हमने 14 से पहले नहीं सुना था दिस वर्ड वी हैव नॉट यूज्ड हर्ड बिफोर सो प्राइम मिनिस्टर्स इनवोकेशन ऑफ दिस वर्ड अगेन एंड अगेन हैज रियली संक इन द
कई ऐसे शब्द हैं जो प्रधानमंत्री मोदी ने एक तरह से जिनको एक तरह से पॉपुलराइज किया विश्व गुरु उसमें एक शब्द है और कई ऐसे हैं जो और भी कई ऐसे शब्द हैं not in terms of India's image in the world, but kai aise, you will come across many such terminology which Prime Minister Modi has been using and that has become very popular. Andolan Jeevi, we have not heard about this word. Similar, we could come across urban naxal. So these are the words which has been used by Prime Minister so many times that now it looks like as if these are the words from the dictionary.
That's right.
So that is also
but
kind
these
of
you did not employ in your survey. Urban Naxal, Andolan Jeevi, ye to nahi aapne istemal
kiya. Bilkul nahi pucha humne.
Acha ye bataiye but why is India seen as a Vishwa Guru? Is it because Prime Minister Modi is himself at the forefront, you know, talking to the world? Because India is still a poor country, developing country. You know, we can argue that coming off COVID, our GDP or projected GDP is over 6%, which is better than a lot of countries in the world. But having said that,
people are not looking at the data. People are not looking at what are our ties with Pakistan or
China
or China or with Australia, etc. What are people looking at? People looking at the image. People are looking at the image which they get from the media. So when Prime Minister Modi travels to any country, whether it is a small country, and recently we have seen when Prime Minister Modi travels to a very small country,
Papua New Guinea,
and then the Prime Minister or the President of this country tries to touch his feet. When people are looking at this image, people are thinking, look, it has never happened in the past 70 years.
But sir, that's not true. It is not that it has never happened because, I mean, this I know for a fact, in Papua New Guinea, when former President Pranab Mukherjee went to Papua New Guinea, they also tried to touch his feet. And he said, but the difference is that that did not come out in the media.
Yes. And the narrative could be, he was the President of India. He's the Prime Minister. He's the popularly elected person.
Absolutely. Look, that's the big difference.
And then... That's not, I was giving just as an example, when he travels to USA, when he goes to Australia, when he goes to other countries. So the visuals which come from those countries is that he gets huge reception.
Packed stadium.
He gets huge reception. It's the reception is not only from the common people, the reception is also from the top leaders of that country. So that is sending out a message to the people of the country that, look, our Prime Minister is really, really powerful. Other leaders are ready to welcome him and they have never seen that happening at least in the last 30, 40 years. This is about, you know, the memory of the people. So that is why people believe that, yes, India has emerged as a Vishwaguru.
Yeah. So especially when, you know, the US president, one of the most powerful people in the world, he says, in fact, there was a story when they met in Hiroshima in Japan and Prime Minister was, I mean, it was a joke, but it's a real, you know, comment where Biden says that, I know you are coming, when you come to the US next month, which is in June, then, so many people are calling me and saying, "Acha, I'd like to be invited for the dinner." Or wo jo Australia ka Prime Minister hai, he says, Prime Minister Modi is like the boss.
Boss. He's the boss. So, Indians never had seen such statement coming from, because for the Indians, most of the country in the West is a far more developed country like from compared to India. Whether it is, you know, Australia, New Zealand, Germany, France, Italy, any country. So, when they hear Prime Minister of such a powerful country or a strong country calling our Prime Minister as you are the boss, that leaves a very strong impact in the minds of the common people. And remember, I would again emphasize, this is the survey of common citizen of this country. These are not only of people of critical mind. This is a common citizen of this country and this is how common people of this country believe.
But what is it, when you say common citizen, could it be a chaiwala, a phalwala?
Yes.
Could it be a paan ki dukaan mein jo log?
The sample would include all of what you have given the examples of. It includes people, 70% people from the rural India, 30% people from the urban India. It includes the panwala, it includes chaiwala, it also includes the rickshawala, and it includes
students from universities,
students, housewives, women, all kinds of farmers, all kinds of people. That is why we get you know,
a representative sample. But tell me, Professor Kumar, two questions. China. Chinese troops have been in Ladakh at the line of actual control, eyeball to eyeball with Indian troops for the last 3 years. April mein 3 saal ho chuke, third anniversary. What do people say about that?
Oh, clear. Three-way division of the opinion of the people on that question. One-third believe that India has been able to handle the China issue well. One-third believe India has not been able to handle China issue well. And one-third roughly says no opinion on this issue. The issue which doesn't connect to their day-to-day life. Large number of people have no opinion.
But that's quite interesting, isn't it? That 30% of the population is saying that India has handled it well. 30% saying we don't think it's as good as it should be. So people are reading and people are interested in knowing ki China ke saath kya ho raha hai. This is such a big, powerful country.
No, absolutely. People are watching because, and this is all because of the media which has entered into our bedrooms, everywhere media, every people, you know, traveling in metro, people traveling, walking on the road, just watching something. So all the time you are hooked on with the media, some form of media. Mm-hmm. And you know what kind of news is coming on the media. They're all watching all kinds of stuff there.
Right. So they what get about the Pakistan? Pakistan ke baare mein kya kehte hain log?
Same kind of an opinion with regard to Kashmir, same kind of an opinion with regard to Pakistan. Which is one-third, roughly I'm saying. That's the neat three-way division on these three big issues.
But are you saying that one-third of the population is saying that Prime Minister has not handled Pakistan
the
well?
The government has not been able to handle the Pakistan issue well.
Any other information you can give us on this?
It was a single question which was asked in
so
the
not,
survey.
Not
do you
granular.
Think do you think government has been able to handle the Pakistan issue well? Or it has not been able to handle this issue well. So one third says government has been able to handle it well. One third says government has not been able to handle it well.
So here I want to ask you, when you choose your sample, do you also look at religion, caste?
We don't
Hindu,
look at
Muslim.
No, we don't. This is what will be called purposive sampling. We don't pick up our respondent keeping in mind whether he is a Hindu or whether he is young, old, educated or uneducated. We pick up a random sample. And when you do a randomized sample, it ensures that all the different kinds of people which you mention will be in the sample in more or less equal proportion as their share in the national population. So in our sample of 7,200, there are roughly 14% Muslims in our sample, 48-49% women in our sample. So you take any
variable.
It's completely random.
But you still find at the end of it that about 48-49% are women, 14%, 14-15% are Muslim. What about in terms of caste? Dalit, upper castes, do you have even the random sample also?
Yes.
That they fall into this random sample?
Yes, about Dalits, Adivasis, more or less in equal proportion as the share in country's population. About upper caste or about say OBCs, we believe that we have got adequate numbers or in similar proportion as their share in country's population. Mm-hmm. But as you know, the debate is going on still whether we should have an OBC census or not. So we don't have official figures about OBC. We don't have official figures about upper caste.
Yeah.
But in our sample, there would be roughly about between 12-14% upper caste. Roughly, that's the share of upper caste in country's population.
Right. Acha sir, ye bataiye, the biggest issue confronting the people, from the data that I've got from your survey, unemployment is 29%. So 29% of the population is deeply concerned that unemployment is something that is staring them in the face day in and day out.
So the question is very simple. Aapke hisab se desh ke liye sabse badi samasya kya hai? In your opinion, what is the biggest problem of the countries facing today? People like you in the country are facing today. And no options are given. Again, I would say these are open-ended questions. And 29% people said unemployment is the biggest problem. But this is not that surprising because you do a survey of this kind, ask this question 10 years back, 20 years back, more or less you are going to get unemployment as the top category. The only question is about proportion. Whether 10 years ago, this would have been less or bigger. I think if we look at the comparative data, the number of people or the proportion of people who said unemployment is the biggest problem has gone up and compared to 2019. So that's
significantly gone up, would you say?
Almost 4-5% it has gone up. which is, if you convert it into, you know, like numbers, it's a large number.
How much would it be? 4-5%?
It's a large number if you compare it with country's population, working population.
So would you say that this is because of COVID, coming off COVID, logon ke paas itne jobs nahi hai? We see it around us. Anecdotally, we can make out ki jobs are difficult for people to get.
Several factors would have contributed to that. And one issue which you mentioned, COVID must have contributed to that. So we are not asking a follow-up question. Why do you think unemployment is the biggest problem? But clearly, unemployment comes out to be the biggest problem. Second is poverty and then price rise.
Right.
I think if you put these three together, this takes up to almost 55-60% of country's population. Economic problems are the big concern of the people. But the same set of people also believe that, yes, there is an economic problem people like us are facing, but country's image in the world has gone up.
So that is my question to you. If 29% of the population believes unemployment is the problem, 22% poverty is the largest issue, that is already 51%. 51 plus 19, 19 believe price rise. 51 plus 19 is 70%. 70% of the population believe in these three interconnected issues of the economy or of yourself.
Which connects to your day-to-day life.
But they still believe that India is the Vishwaguru.
Because they're looking at how people in foreign countries, how the government of the other countries are looking at India. How Prime Minister Modi has been able to build India's image outside. This is, they think, is our day-to-day problem. This is our problem. We should handle it well. We should handle it ourselves. But when it comes to our Prime Minister dealing with foreign countries, he has been very, very strong. He has been seen as a very powerful leader across the country, across the world. Mm-hmm. So that's the image which the government or the Prime Minister Modi has been able to build around him.
Sir, another question that you had is 5% of the population believes that corruption is the biggest issue. What does that mean?
We keep talking about corruption, but when you ask this question, in your opinion, look, what was the question? What is the biggest issue country is facing? We are not asking them to rank or give five issues. Corruption is the biggest issue for only for 5% of the people. Think of the rural population, people living in village. For them, corruption may not be a big issue. For them, unemployment is a big issue. Unemployment is a big issue cutting across whether you are living in a city or a small town or villages.
So this doesn't mean that the people who have participated in your survey, this does not mean that they do not believe that corruption exists or does not exist.
No, these are two different things.
Yeah. It's not that Modi ji has been able to handle corruption properly.
It is like in a fruit shop, there are four fruits lying there. So there's a banana, there is an orange, there is an apple, and there is a guava. And if you ask someone to pick up one, he picks up an apple. That doesn't mean that he doesn't like banana. He doesn't like apple. If we are asking the people that please name the issue which in your mind is the biggest problem, so he picks up the one problem. Mm-hmm. We are asking him to pick up the issue which he thinks is the biggest issue of concern. That doesn't mean that he doesn't believe that corruption is not there. There is another question in the survey which we asked.
Yeah.
How has government done with regard to handling corruption?
Uh-huh.
And more people believe that the government has not done a good work with regard to handling corruption. There is a divide on that, but more people believe that government has not done well in handling corruption. Sizable number of people believe that government has done well in handling corruption, but the numbers of it's tilted in favor of people who believe that government has not done well in handling corruption.
So another very interesting question, which is related to the unemployment and, you know, the economic conditions question, is that, is this development that Prime Minister Modi has undertaken for the last 9 years, is it only for the rich?
Yeah.
I mean, that's a really interesting question. I don't know who thought of it, but it's a great question.
But and you would also see that there is a comparative data for that. Huh. We did ask the question earlier also.
Uh-huh.
So the change which has taken place is that more people have started believing. We asked this question also in 2014, in previous election. But the number of people who believe that the development has been more for the rich has gone up slightly. 4-5%, 6% more people believe that the development has been there only for the rich.
So today it's 36% in your survey.
Yeah.
So are you saying in 2019 it was
roughly about 30%.
So 6% is a lot.
Yes. 6% more people believe that yes, there is development, but who is getting the fruits of development? Who is cornering the fruits of development? So people, their perception is that it is mainly more for the rich, less for the poor.
Do you think that one of this could be a result of the Adani story, the Hindenburg saga, in which they talk about Adani and how his money has been made so quickly? Nobody's saying why he has made it or how he has made it, but that's the perception.
Very difficult to infer when people say it has been mainly for the rich, whether they only have Adani and Ambani in their mind.
Yeah.
But generally the perception, because you can clearly see the level of prosperity in big cities, small town, and if you compare it with the villages, it's very, very different. So people are looking at prosperity, increasing prosperity of people living in urban areas, especially in big towns. I think that's that is what is getting conveyed as a common perception, that people living in big cities, when people come to our houses for various kinds of services, they would also talk about this, that look, अमीर अमीर बनते जा रहे हैं उनके पास छोटी गाड़ी थी अब उन्होंने बड़ी गाड़ी खरीद ली लेकिन हमारा तो कुछ नहीं हो रहा है सो दिस इज द कॉमन परसेप्शन आई डोंट थिंक दैट दे ओनली हैव अडानी और अंबानी इन देयर
सर पहले जो टाटा बिरला हम लोग कहते थे आज की तारीख में वैसे अडानी अंबानी बट सो द जस्ट द नेम्स आर चेंजिंग बट द परसेप्शन ऑफ द पीपल दैट आवर हालत और आवर पोजीशंस आर नॉट चेंजिंग बट देन ऑन द अदर हैंड यू आर सेइंग See, that's the interesting question, is that while the Prime Minister, while the Modi government in these last 9 years has, the economic conditions of the country has improved, as your survey is saying, but they are also saying that it's not for everybody, it's only for a certain class of people.
Certainly, the data is very clear on that large number of people believe that development has taken place, but large number of people also believe that the development has been more for the rich, less for the poor.
Right. So let me just come back to the performance of the central government. I think now that we are talking about 9 years and a lot of ministers in the Modi government are also talking about their own work, the work that they've done, their own performance. But here you are, I think the five questions that you're, or perhaps the five issues, one is price rise. 32% say good, 58% say bad. That's a very high figure.
Yeah, on professor. Most of the issues which you are going to read now, there is a critical appraisal of government's performance, whether it is price rise and...
So, farmers' problems, 42% good, 44% bad. Religious harmony, whether the Modi government has been able to maintain religious harmony, 38% say yes, they have, 48% say no. The corruption and religious harmony, I find that they are sort of similar figures. My question here is, that while the social issues in some way, they had the approximately the same percentages in their mid-30s, say. But the economic story seems to be much worse.
Yes, if you look at some of the issues, it more or less corresponds to BJP's support base.
Yeah.
In our survey, the estimate is that BJP is likely to get 39% vote. So, on the issue of say, social harmony, they are getting 37-38% people say they have been able to maintain social harmony.
Mm-hmm.
So, but on the economic issues, whether you are a BJP supporter, you are a supporter of any regional party, Congress or XYZ, everybody gets the pinch of economic hardship.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
So
across supporters of various political parties.
So you think that's something the government has to watch out for?
I think government needs to be cautious about that. They have been lucky that even in the state assembly election, we did get similar kind of responses when we asked question about price rise, unemployment, etc. But still government managed to win election because they contested election on larger narrative of national pride, nationalism, and they were able to...
Which election?
If you talk about, say, UP, Gujarat, mm-hmm. Goa, there are many elections.
In the last couple of years?
In the last 3-4 years.
Mm.
There's another data. BJP during last 3-4 years has defended 13 governments. When they went to election in 13 states, they have only lost 2 elections. Karnataka and Himachal. They managed to retain the 11 government. And in most of these...
So this is despite the deteriorating perception of the economic conditions.
Absolutely. Despite in most of these states, larger number of people said their economic condition has gone down, has gone worse, price rise has gone up, unemployment has gone up, but still BJP managed to retain power.
But they're still voting BJP.
They're still voting BJP, and this is a new development in Indian politics, I believe. If I look at similar data in, say, 2004, 2009, and going back, say, 98, 99, if I used to look at the people's opinion on economic issues, which connects to your day-to-day life, and if there is a lot of negative appraisal of the government's work, you could safely assume which way is the political wind blowing. That's not happening now. Even if people are critical about how country's economy is going, or how do you feel the pinch of economic hardships or not, their vote is not getting shaped by these issues. Their vote is getting shaped by your attachment to this issue of nationalism, national pride. I am being Indian. I am an Indian. And I don't agree that...
What does that mean, sir?
It means nothing. It's kind of, you know, there's no concrete thing which you can put on the table that what does nationalism mean? What kind of a pride do I get saying that I am an Indian? I belong to a country where we have a very strong government. We have a prime minister who is very, very powerful. Mm-hmm. But you start getting... It's kind of an identity of being an Indian, living in India. I am an Indian. And
is that media driven, do you think?
More or less, largely media driven. And also the way the government, the ruling party, BJP, has been able to convey this to the people of this country, that you must have a sense of pride living in this country, because, and Hindutva is one element of that.
In what way?
Because this whole idea that this is a government which cares for the Hindus. Previous governments always neglected the majority community and they tried to appease the minority community.
Okay.
So for the first time, a very large number of people believe that, okay, the government may not have done very well in terms of economic issues, but at least there is one thing which the government has been able to do. Mm-hmm. We have got our pride. And what is that pride? Pride of being a Hindu. Pride of being a Hindu living in India. And if we don't get a pride being a Hindu in India, where do we get this pride? Where do we enjoy this pride? So that message has been, you know, sent out by BJP in a very, very strong manner. And people have actually accepted that. People have very, you know,
they've
eagerly
identified,
yeah,
with,
yeah,
it.
Identified with that.
Sir, ye bataiye, I mean, I know this is not part of your survey, but you know, with your kind of experience, the story of these women wrestlers, they have been on the streets for more than 1 month. Perhaps, I don't think you would have asked it, but this question of pride that you're talking about, that I'm an Indian and this is my, I'm proud to be an Indian. Mm. How does this fit in with the wrestlers who now want to bahao their medals in the Gangaji?
I think, if you look at the dominant narrative, yes, there are this issue is being discussed in the media, among the politicians, among common people.
But is it being discussed?
I think it is not discussed the way it should be discussed, in a sense, in proportion it should be discussed. I think some discussion is taking place on this issue. But I think there is an effort to even build a different narrative around that. And it would be seen as, if you say nationalism, national pride. So wrestlers are not the only symbols of national pride. I'm saying this is the narrative which will be...
And what they are doing by bahowing their medals or trying to bahow their medals in the Ganga is, yes, an anti-national act. Could it be seen like that?
Anti-national act would be too strong for someone to argue, but they might say, but this is not the way to protest. There could have been several different ways to protest. Mm-hmm. You should have patience. You should have different...
Because you have fought for the country. Yes. You have won this medal for the country. Mm-hmm. So therefore, you cannot besmirch the image of, yeah, the country.
Yes.
Right.
Absolutely.
So I'm going to come back to the last question of your survey, Professor Kumar. And this is about the comparison between Narendra Modi and Rahul Gandhi. I thought that was quite an interesting question that you asked. Mm. So, can Rahul Gandhi be a challenger to Prime Minister Modi in the 2024 election? Mm. And the results are quite interesting. 1 in 3 believe that Rahul Gandhi can be a challenger to Prime Minister Modi. How did that happen?
Again, to correct, we did not ask, can Rahul Gandhi be the challenger?
Okay.
We asked the question, who could be a possible challenger to Narendra Modi in 2024 Lok Sabha election? Mm-hmm. And 37% people took the name of Rahul Gandhi, followed by I think 11%
Arvind Kejriwal. That's right.
So it's name recall, which is very high. It's not surprising to me, because whatever, Congress may have lost elections in large number of states. They have lost election 2014, 2019. But still, Congress is a much bigger party compared to any regional party. Some regional parties are very, very strong in their own state, whether it is Aam Aadmi Party in Delhi or Punjab, or Trinamool Congress in West Bengal. And we can keep taking names of several other regional parties. But it is a fact that Congress still enjoys...
But one in three people said Rahul Gandhi can be a challenger.
Yes. As I said, it's not surprising, because Congress is still a pan-India party. Mm-hmm. Congress has a support of 20% voters across the country. So it's not surprising for me to see that one-third of the people still believe, or slightly more than one-third of the people believe, Rahul Gandhi could be the possible challenger. Whether he can contest election or not, that's a different story. But it's about perception.
That's right.
And Kejriwal is number two.
So what is interesting here is that while Rahul Gandhi, one in third believe that Rahul Gandhi can challenge the Prime Minister, two in third believe that the Prime Minister is still invincible. And like you said, Arvind Kejriwal, that is an interesting name, isn't it? That Arvind Kejriwal, even though it's 11%, but the fact that he is there in your survey at all is quite interesting.
No, absolutely. And why that's happening? Because Aam Aadmi Party has government in two states. Kejriwal, he leads a party which is a Hindi heartland party in the Hindi heartland state. So all these ads, and look at the way he has emerged as a leader. He has emerged as a leader challenging the Congress first. He challenged Prime Minister Modi. He contested against Prime Minister Modi from Varanasi.
Yeah.
So he has projected himself as the person who does not, you know, who is not afraid of challenging Modi at the national level. That is why people believe that, and also age is on his side. He's outspoken. He is presenting himself as a challenger. And that is what people are looking at. This man could be a challenger to Modi.
This is really fascinating. In the next 10 months or the next 1 year, in the run-up to the general elections, we have several state elections coming up. And of course, Professor Kumar and CSDS, I'm sure we'll do lots of surveys. But do read the stories on the print website. There's lots of detail, lots of granular stuff that you may be much more interested in. And of course, if you really want to look at the raw data, you have to go to the CSDS website. But Professor Sanjay Kumar, thank you so much for talking to me at the print.
Thank you
again.